99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. By the way, it is the 99.7 days of summer, which we should probably mention. All this week, we're giving away
$2,000 a day.
That's right. So when you hear the winning word, that's when you get in to win. It's the 99.7 days of summer, powered by Interstate Batteries. Also, some select qualifiers. Get this: you're going to win a couple tickets to the Louisville City versus. Okay, you're the one who took Germany. German.
I didn't learn anything.
Eintracht Frankfurt.
That's probably pretty close.
Anyways, July 30th, Lynn Family Stadium. So a couple different ways for you to win.
But we're going against the Germans. Let's just say that.
We're going against the Germans. Wow. Okay.
Right.
It's
America versus Germany.
It's
really,
like
it's
history
really
all over again.
Exactly.
All right. So, anyways, enter the word.
Star.
Yep.
S-T-A-R, star. Listen, you got 5 chances a day. So get all these words in for the best chances to win.
Yep. Right now, star, WDJX.com. Then again, at 9, we'll do the same thing. Noon, 3, and 5 for that $2,000. Here on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Ashley said, hey, Ben and Kelly, since we can't hang out, have a glass of wine or two and have a chat. This will do. LOL.
Although, let's take a rain check. It still sounds fun.
Oh, I know. I'm kind of down for that. She said, don't get me wrong here. I love my boyfriend dearly, but I'm becoming increasingly uncomfortable with his level of road rage. Honking, bird flipping. They're the usual on our afternoon commute home. We carpool to and from work. He's not otherwise violent or prone to any other types of angry outbursts that I've experienced. I've tried bringing it up to him, but he just says, it's my outlet, and changes the subject.
No.
I'm afraid he's going to flip off the wrong person and wind up getting hurt.
Right.
Any suggestions on how to broach the topic again?
Well, that's a good...
that's an excellent point. I mean, the world is volatile now, way more volatile than it was before.
Regardless of how volatile it is now versus then, road rage is... That's not a good look. It's
no.
I get that you can get frustrated, and I get that, what does he mean by outlet?
I guess it just a way to express his frustration. I guess maybe he gets really frustrated and things really tick him off when he's behind the wheel. And as long as he lets it out, then he's okay and he's a good driver.
Like what? I wish I had her on the phone because I'd ask... Like, what's he doing? Is he honking?
He's honking and he's bird flipping.
Is he
flipping the bird.
Is he doing more than that? Is he, like, speeding up his car? Is he being dangerous on the road because of the road rage? You know, because I know that there are some people who road rage, then, you know, they'll go and they'll cut you off or they'll slam on their brakes right in front of you and...
Driving dangerously.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And so that's no good.
Well, she didn't mention that, and she's in the car with him.
So it's endangering her, too.
Well, if he's doing dangerous things behind the wheel, but it sounds like he's just kind of venting some frustration in a way she doesn't like.
Well, regardless of whether he's doing dangerous things on the road, it sounds like he could be endangering her, especially if she's worried that he might flip off the wrong person, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cause someone to follow them or whatever and start retaliating. You don't want that, for sure.
Haley tweeted, road rage is a huge red flag. Never that serious, Ashley. Tell him how it makes you feel, and if he ignores those feelings, he'll ignore more of them. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Like, if he's ignoring the feelings that you're expressing to him about this, there's going to be other things that he's just like, nah, no big deal.
Well, and then I know they don't have kids or anything like that, but think of the example it's going to set if they do down the road get married and have kids.
All right. So let's put the words in Ashley's mouth to help her work through this. Also, if you've dealt with a road rager, or maybe you are a former road rager and you've figured out a way to get past it, maybe how you did that is going to help Ashley navigate this with her boyfriend.
This is like a road rage intervention. Like, what was said to you to make you understand?
Right, exactly. I think that would be good. 795-1997. 795-1997. Maybe some of you are doing it right now. It's 99.7 DJX, and that, I mean, road raging. I get it. Someone cuts you off. Someone just thinks that they can merge right in front of you, or they do something on the road that you feel like is not smart. How else are they going to learn unless you say something?
Exactly. You're teaching them a lesson.
Come on! What are you doing?
Yeah. But, you know, if you're doing that a lot and it's making your girlfriend uncomfortable, then maybe you should maybe listen to what she's saying. Bethany says, what a psycho. With someone that carpools with my husband, road rage is terrifying. If this is his outlet, then it sounds like this guy's mentally unstable under the surface. He may just be better at hiding it when he's not driving.
Yeah, we're talking about group therapy, and Ashley's boyfriend has road rage. It's beginning to make her feel really uncomfortable. He says it's his outlet, kind of brushes her off, right?
Yeah.
And so she's just kind of worried he's going to do this to the wrong person. And so how does she say or bring it up to him again and get him to kind of understand?
Yeah, I understand where she's coming from. Ginger says, tell him that his behavior is making you uncomfortable and that he's either going to need to cool his jets when you're in the vehicle with him, or you're going to have to start driving yourself to work. Alternatively, if he only rages as a driver and not as a passenger, maybe you should be the one to start driving both of you. If he isn't receptive to your requests, I would consider that a major red flag for the anger issues that's likely brewing below the surface.
Lisa says, as a person who primarily deals with the stupid all day at work, by the time I get on the road, I am so done.
Yeah.
My car is the place where I can say all the things. Of course, I'm by myself, though. He's probably just comfortable enough to release the frustration in front of her. Probably worth a discussion, though. Lisa's not really helping so much as saying, you know what, it happens to the best of us.
Right.
Thanks,
like,
Lisa.
She's like, I get it. This is where I can say what I really want to say.
Oh,
I
my
get
gosh.
It. Now, Julie says, you know, start driving yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, a lot of people are carpooling, though.
And that's what she's doing. And maybe they're right. Maybe she's the one that starts driving.
But sometimes, even as a passenger, you can get road rage.
Well, that's how we test it out. I don't know if she knows how he is as a passenger. He's just always been the one driving.
Did you get Becca's on?
No.
Becca said, she had texted us, my man and I are both road ragers.
Oh.
Me more so in a way, I'm just yelling in the car. Hey, I'm driving here!
Sure, that's exactly what she said.
My man is more like her boyfriend, like honking, flipping off. But right. I had to tell him, the world isn't the same anymore, bro. Do it to the wrong person these days, and they would unalive you without hesitation. So calm down. Since then, he has calmed down a bit.
Yeah, so, I think you do need to, again, just emphasize, look, I'm looking out for safety. You know, you have no idea how people are going to react to you flipping them off now. You don't want someone to go psycho on us, follow us, or whatever, or worse.
Listen, let me tell you a story about the last time I felt extreme road rage. I was teaching my twin daughters how to drive.
Oh, gosh.
and I had to take this feeling, Kelly, and I had to put it in a bottle, and I had to just squeeze that lid tight.
Yep.
Because my daughter, Sophia, is behind the wheel, and I'm teaching her not only how to drive, but how to drive a standard transmission, which is a 5-speed, right?
Oh, gosh.
And so
it's a lot of lessons on a road.
Right. So we're at a light. We're turning left. It's red, right? The light turns green. She stalls the first time. I'm like, and we're the first ones in line. And I go, it's okay. You know, because when you already get that anxiety feeling in your chest,
yes,
when you realize you look up, or, you know, maybe you're looking at your phone and you look up and you see that the light has already turned.
It's my turn. I gotta go.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. You're like, sorry. But when you stall and then I'm like, okay, it's okay. It's okay.
And you have to go into troubleshooting mode.
I go, just turn off the car. Just start it again. It's no big deal, you know. And so she did, and she stalled again. So she stalled twice, and then finally she starts to go. She's turning left, and then the guy behind us passes us on the turn.
Oh, that's
like
not
he
safe.
Passes us on the turn,
that's
and he honks, and he looks over, and as soon as he honked, and I saw him passing, I felt my chest just almost want to...
Papa Bear was going to rage out. Yep.
I was almost like, get in the back seat, I'm pulling him! and I had to have all sorts of...
Superhuman strength to
hold
that back.
I'm getting worked up just retelling this story.
I see your face.
The rage in my face was so much. I was like... pull up next to him. I have things to say. Okay. But I had to. I had to pull it together.
Yes.
I was like, that guy was not driving well.
Yes.
He was being a jerk. That is not what you do. I said, just call. Just don't. I was like,
stay
honey,
in your lane.
Honey,
keep
don't
going.
Worry about him.
Yep.
Don't, and she wasn't. She wasn't That's worried great. About it. She didn't even know it happened.
Of course but, she didn't. She's just trying to make sure I don't stall again.
Right, yes. right. She's just trying to drive and stay in her lane. Yep. And I'm over here going, don't worry about that blank hole right over
okay.
there.
Okay, all right.
And she's like, okay, all right, I'm fine.
It's fine, Daddy. Okay. Oh.
Sorry, I had to just get that out.
Do you need some water?
I need to take a break. That was tough for me.
I know.
Yeah,
no,
so
I get it.
I love this.
I had one of those moments too. Like I was, you know, I was a new mom. Jake had just been born and I was following an older gentleman who clearly didn't know where he was going. I was following my husband to the repair shop and I was going to, you know, bring him home. I had the baby in the back seat and this man was swerving all over the place going like 25 miles an hour. So he's going like 20 under the speed limit. He's swerving, he's changing lanes and he went to the same place I was going. So I pulled in right behind him and I went up and I said, sir, you were driving dangerously. You need to figure out where you were going before you get in the car. I have my newborn son in there and you need to figure it out before you get on the road, sir.
You just mommed him.
Oh, yeah. And my husband was in the shop and they were like, is she going to be okay? He's like, yeah, she's handling it.
I love this suggestion. And maybe you can pass this along, Ashley, to your boyfriend who road rages. Chrissy says, my brother says that he started just giving the thumbs down because it hurts more just driving up next to him. Thumbs down.
Oh, wow. That cuts deeper than anything else.
I love it.
Okay.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right. Anyways.
That's a good alternative. He can still have his little outlet.
A little
thumbs
outlet.
Down, sir.
Thumbs down. That was bad. No.
I do not approve of what you just did.
If I could send you an emoji, I would send you a thumbs down. I like that. All right. Hey, Ashley, good luck with that. I think we've given you a lot of suggestions. If you got one, maybe you could post it up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. That could
Tracy
help.
Tracy says, I blow a kiss. I like that, too.
That works, too.
I know the friend that she just waves. Just smile and wave.
Yep.
Smile and wave.
You got to repress that rage, though. There you go. That is your group therapy.
Oh, my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, well, Mary set us up. My husband and I have cell phone plans from two different companies, so I've been talking to him about switching to a shared family plan from the same provider to save us some money.
Okay.
For some reason, though, my husband, Brian, hates the idea. He likes his plan and his company, and he doesn't adapt to change very well.
That right?
Hope you can have a little fun with one of your hilarious phone taps.
Yeah, so Robert Hassenpepper works for the cell phone company and needs to talk to Brian about a new plan his wife signed them up for.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there. Good morning. May I speak with Brian or Mary, please?
Yes, it's Brian.
Hi, Brian. Robert Hassenpepper, Cellular Service. I'm just getting back with you on the info on the shared family cell phone plan you requested.
Oh, yeah. That must have been my wife. She wants to switch our plan. I don't really know anything about it, and she's not here right now, so like.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I think we've got everything squared away. I just need to go over what you're getting with this new plan. It'll only take a minute.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. Well, it looks like you're going with one of our most popular sharing plans. It's the Share It All plan. Only $150 per month for the both of you, and that includes your two smartphones, 700 shared voice minutes per month, plus 6 gigs of data to share, and unlimited texting.
Okay, yeah, just a minute. I understand sharing a certain number of voice minutes and data, but how can you share unlimited texting?
Oh, it's shared texting, you see. Since both of you are on the Share It All plan, everyone on the plan shares the same texting inbox.
I can see my wife's text, and she can see mine?
Well, sure. Yeah, it's a family plan. You have two phones, but you're sharing one line.
But if someone texts something to my number, then why would it deliver to her phone?
Well, again, sir, this is a sharing plan. Most couples love this. When either of you sends or receives a text, it shows up in both phones, and the phone line is shared, so only one of you can talk at a time, though you could technically be on the same call together.
Hold on. So this is like one of those party lines that people used to have in their homes?
Well, sort of, but you're not sharing the line with neighbors or strangers. You're sharing it with your wife. It's the share-it-all plan. I don't see what the problem is.
Look, I don't think my wife fully understands what we're getting here. We need to put this on hold right now until I can talk to her. We don't need to be reading each other's texts and stuff.
Why is that? Do you have something to hide?
Excuse me?
Well, obviously there's something you're trying to hide from your wife. Maybe something deeper here than a phone plan. She chose the share-it-all plan, so she clearly doesn't mind sharing with you. Why don't you want to share it all with our share it all plan?
Can you stop saying share it all plan? This should have been called the overshare plan. It's crazy. Who wants to share a phone line and text? It's not because I've got something to hide from my wife. And really, it's none of your business anyway. You are extremely out of line, buddy. Pal.
My name's Robert.
What?
Well, it's Robert, not pal.
All right, listen. I've heard enough of this. We are not interested. No plan is worth it.
Oh, did I mention that each phone comes preloaded with an app to listen to 99.7 DJX Radio?
What a bonus.
What?
This isn't a cellular company, Brian. It's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay here at 99.7 DJX. And Mary set you up for a little phone tap today.
Wait, Mary? Mary did what? I'm on the radio?
Yeah.
Hi there.
You can keep your own line.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Fine.
Yes, and your secrets from your wife. It's fine. Thanks for being a good sport. There you go. That is your phone tap.
Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine sharing everything?
Like,
how annoying would that be?
That's the first thing that came to my head.
It's annoying.
I'm thinking about all the nonsensical texts I send, and she would get them all.
Could you even imagine?
Just
my husband conducts business on them. He's a realtor. Could you imagine the realtor is saying, hey, I'm sending over an offer, and I'm all like, all right, great. We're excited about that. I mean.
Miranda says, my bestie sends 200 videos a day. My husband would absolutely die. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. You can always DM us the show, Ben and Kelly Show, on Facebook, Instagram, on Twitter, and we'll toss out your situation if you got one and see if you can find some support here.
Doug says, hey guys, wanted to get your opinion after a friend of mine just said this thing I do every day is kind of weird.
Aww.
So I have to start my day with a 20-ounce Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Nothing else gets me going, helps me focus, but my friend kind of shamed me because it's not, quote, healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You guys get up early. How do you get the energy to face a day? No, Ben, I hate coffee. LOL.
Okay.
And does anybody else have a weird daily thing they do so I don't feel like a complete freak? Thanks.
All right, so Doug's needing to know two things. One, if not Mountain Dew, how do you get yourself ready for the day? And two, what other freak flags can we fly?
Yes, I need the weirdness. Okay. I just keep thinking of, like, what is it, Ricky Bobby? Must have drank me about 15 of those Mountain Dews.
That's right.
That's what immediately popped in my head.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from I enjoy a cup of coffee or two in the morning. It's something about the heat and the caffeine that starts it for me. I enjoy that, but if you don't
How many
like,
do you down before the show, though? Is it two cups or is it just one?
No, I usually fill my big, 32-ounce Dunkin' cup travel mug with coffee that I make in the morning.
Okay.
And I just sip it throughout the show.
Okay.
So that's usually about all I have. If I need another, like, sort of pick-me-up midday, I'll go to, we have Alani here at the radio station. I'll grab one of those. Those have, like, some caffeine in them as well, and they're just
they have
kind
a
of
lot.
They're yeah, right. I know. And so those are always kind of a good pick me up, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So that might have maybe an energy drink, but you got to be careful what kind of energy drink you get because they could have just as much sugar as your Mountain Dew does. But,
exactly, and give you like jitters and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, but anybody else have any weird daily things? I was thinking about this myself, and
I guess this is weird only because I feel like I've said it on the show before and you shamed me for it.
Okay.
But
let's do it again.
I put my shoes and socks on differently just about every day.
Yeah, that's weird.
I do.
Like, how are you not a creature of habit with that?
Right. Well, and I'm not, and I've already said on the show that my wife and I, we've kind of fallen into this habit probably the past year, but before that, we would switch what side of the bed we were laying on. We didn't have a set side of the bed. We just
that's
get in.
Psychotic.
Yeah, whatever side we were on. But like I said, it's been pretty standard for the past year, maybe over a year at this point. But as
I was
going
to say, don't you have your own stuff in the nightstand on your side? Because we do. I have fully moved into my nightstand. He's fully moved into his. I have my little. Well, we have a differing power, a split king power base. So I have my remote control. He's got his. He doesn't use his. I use mine all the time. How is that not the world that everybody lives in, where you just have your side? You have your side.
Yeah, but how often do you get into your nightstand? I don't get into it every day.
I get into it a lot.
Well, but every day I do put on my socks and shoes differently. I'll sometimes go sock, shoe, sock, shoe. Sometimes I'll go sock, sock, shoe, shoe. Sometimes I'll do, yeah.
Is it a concerted effort, though, to do that different? Like, are you thinking about consciously what you're doing in that order? Or is it just kind of automatic and however it happens, it happens?
Yes, however it happens, it happens.
Okay, I feel like I might be in that lane, too. Like, yeah. I'm not saying I have to put my right shoe on first and then my left shoe.
Yeah,
it's kind of whatever's near.
And like I said, I know a lot of people that were like, I have to put on both socks at the same time.
Yes, and I then, do that.
And, but I'll do sock, shoe. Sometimes it'll be my left. Sometimes it'll be my right. But whatever.
That's less psychotic than this not sleeping on the same side of the bed every night.
Brooke has a suggestion for Doug and says Diet Mountain Dew all the way. All right.
Okay.
Haley says a tall glass of ice water is equivalent to a cup of coffee. I will say nay, nay, Haley. Get out of here with that nonsense. You speak lies, and I
a healthy choice, though. Water is good for you.
Is coffee not brewed with water?
Okay, it's the other stuff that kind of, you know, is where it's bad, right? Bethany says Celsius energy drink. Oh, it's like 200 milligrams of caffeine, but no sugar, low calorie. All right.
Yeah, that's like the Alani that we have.
All right.
Yeah, it's very similar to that. Yeah, Danny says, I'm a coffee girl, but my best friend drinks Diet Coke every morning. It's all the sugar and caffeine. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
So a lot of people rolling in saying, hey, you're not that weird.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people need like caffeine soda to get you started. Is it the healthiest? Probably not.
Yeah. Anybody else want to give us your little weird quirk? 502-795-1997.
Let us celebrate you.
I want to get to a listener who talks about his bathroom habits and then another one who talks about her shirt. Okay, so we'll get to those on the way. Doug DM'd us and got shamed for his breakfast Mountain Dew that he has every single morning. And that's his thing. That's like a little odd thing that he didn't think was odd, but until it was brought up to him, and he was like, okay, does anybody else have anything that they do that's a little bit weird? So I don't feel like I'm out on a limb here in Freakville.
Uh-huh. He's getting a lot of support.
Yeah. Got a message from a listener. She says, I put my shirt over my mouth when I watch TV or I sleep. It's very comforting. Okay. And then Toby says, I get completely naked to poop.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is this just at home?
Just
or
at home,
when
says.
We have to be in public?
No, he says, I don't go in public restrooms. My body is conditioned to know that is not the time for that.
Okay.
So he just does it at home, but has to get completely naked.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. Hey, Tiffany.
I'm really busy. I have a lot of kids and a husband and a busy life. I stretch every morning in the shower.
In the shower?
Okay,
in the shower.
Good. That adds a little element of danger because you don't want to slip.
Yes, you have to be very careful.
Yes.
But it kind of kills two birds with one stone.
Yes, you can get some squats out of the way in the shower.
Now, Tiffany, I don't want to scare you or anything, but I had a cousin who did the same thing as you, stretched in the shower. She slipped, and the, you know, like the little lever that you pull up to get the tub to fill up with water?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's on the spout. Well, that went up her butt. And she was in pain for a long time.
Oh, dang.
I guess maybe one way to fix that would be to turn around and stretch the opposite way.
Yeah, just proceed with caution.
Yeah.
Make sure you got the little rubbery things, the foot grabs on the bottom, maybe. Give yourself some grip.
I guess maybe I could drink a Mountain Dew in the shower while I'm stretching, and that would be better.
There you go. All right. Well, hey, Tiffany, thank you so much for calling in.
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Emma says, Toby gets completely naked to poop. I get completely naked to do chores.
Oh, hey, yo.
Mostly because my kitty and puppy's food and water dishes are in the basement along with the washer, dryer, and shower. So it's laundry, feed them, scoop litter, daily shower.
That's multitasking at its finest. That's right. Getting stuff done.
That's right.
Checking off boxes.
That's right. All right.
Wow.
So at least you can, Doug, have some examples that, you know, it's not necessarily just you who has these freak flags that fly. And I think Mountain Dew in the morning is probably just a minimal thing. Not as crazy as maybe you may seem.
Although my tummy hurts thinking about it. I don't know if I could do all that. That is just a lot.
Another listener said, I breathe through my nose to the beats of songs or my footsteps. I get lightheaded a lot. It's kind of funny.
That is good stuff. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, feel free to message us if you've got anything you would like to admit. That's fine. 502-795-1997. 99.7 EJX, can we please give you $2,000?
I mean, I'd like to.
Oh, all right.
It'd be nice.
Well, our our company's helping us deliver all that stuff. So all you need to do is text the word poetry.
No, you're not texting it. You're going to enter it on the website.
Enter the word poetry. How many times am I going to say text? Don't text it to us.
It's your first day.
Trust me, don't text it to us.
Don't text us.
People texting us the
texting
word poetry.
They're texting it already. Don't text it.
WDJX.com.
Go to the website.
Literally my first day here. All right. Poetry, we just want you to win $2,000 real bad, all right?
That's your second opportunity. Three more chances. Get them all in for the best chance to win.
All right, on 99.7 EJX. It's kind of early in the morning. Maybe you have a hard time dragging yourself out of bed. Here are some tips, according to a health and wellness magazine, that you may benefit from.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking at them, and I maybe do one some of the time.
Would you try any of the others?
Maybe. So one of them is right before bed, fill up a big glass of water, put it on your nightstand, and as soon as you open your eyes, reach over and drink it, and you'll feel instantly awake and hydrated.
Okay. But don't drink it overnight, because then you have to get up and pee.
Yeah. Or leave the cats out of the room, because they will get into it and spill it, and then you'll have a mess to clean up in the middle of the night as well.
Do not have that problem.
If you're a coffee drinker, set the coffee maker to go off, and so you literally smell the coffee as
the aroma wakes you up.
Yep, the aroma, for sure. Even if you're not, I would imagine that would probably work, because sometimes I know a lot of people who like the smell of coffee a lot more than they like the actual taste of coffee.
Do you think people have coffee makers and brew the coffee to not drink the coffee, but just smell the coffee?
Well, if someone else in your house drinks coffee and you don't.
Gotcha.
Right. Put a framed picture of something that you did that was a big accomplishment for yourself, like finishing a race or climbing a mountain or whatever, close to your bed. So when you wake up, you see that motivation, and that is a motivator.
I don't have that either.
I know. So far, coffee's really the only one I've done it.
Yep. Nope. Don't have accomplishments. Nope.
If you use your phone as an alarm clock, these are like tips for dragging yourself out of bed, right?
Uh-huh.
make sure you program it to wake up with your kind of get psyched anthem, like Ben and Kelly.
Right.
Ben and Kelly!
Yes!
Again, I don't do that.
Okay. You don't wake up to us?
No, all right. I don't. Okay. I don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't choose it either.
Say no to social media. A lot of people, first thing they do when they wake up is check their phone.
Oh, nobody needs
whatever.
That.
So they say, don't do that.
Right.
That'll
just make you mad and depress you or something.
That'll help get you out of bed a little bit quicker. Keep things interesting.
What does that mean?
Pick out a new outfit. And that was another tip, is to have your outfit already picked out for you. So that's like a motivation to get up, get out. Do it.
When you kind of dress in the dark, that's kind of essential for people that do maybe get up before your partner does.
And then phone a friend. And I'm like, what?
No.
I don't want to do
that. No.
Except phone a friend is more like schedule an early morning maybe workout with a friend. So it motivates you to get up to go somewhere to actually work out or be active before you have to start your day.
Yeah, we can't really do that either.
All of this stuff, and then the last one, talk to yourself. Spend 60 seconds just giving yourself a pep talk.
Okay, wait until you get out of the room, again, if you have a sleeping partner, because they're going to be like, shut up! Shut up! Yes, you're amazing! You're going to have an amazing day! Get out!
What would your pep talk sound like to yourself?
My pep talk?
As you're laying in bed, you're wanting to get up, or you're trying to motivate yourself to get up. You're pumping Kelly K up.
I would say, listen, you only have to really try until about 9 o'clock. And then you can sail through the last hour of the show because no one's really listening. And then after that, you can maybe find some time to sit for a second.
I mean, you're sitting now.
I am, but I'm working hard finding words. Okay.
You're right. This is early in the morning. We're trying to give ourselves a pep talk.
Yes.
Like, the I'm good enough, I'm smart enough.
I find the finish line, and I tell myself, listen, really, 9 o'clock. And then you can smooth sail it till 10 o'clock. And then we press the off button, and we can be done with the words.
And then we just...
For most of the day. I don't use a lot of words the rest of the day. No. I honestly don't.
No, I know. A lot of people are like, when they talk to my wife about me, they're like, yeah, he's kind of quiet.
Yeah, no, because we're out of words.
I use up all my words.
Yes.
I have a finite number of words per day, and when I've used them up.
All done.
All right.
That's my pep talk. What's your pep talk? Same thing. Just get to 9 o'clock.
You
sail through, not really work that hard, going to 10.
You know what I do? A lot of times, the first thing I do is I think about what I'm going to eat that day.
Oh.
And it, like...
I get you jazzed?
I'm food motivated a lot of times. I enjoy food. So I go, okay,
all right. What could lunch bring in my life today?
Maybe I am a little bit hungry, so maybe I could do a little bit of granola and some...
Granola makes you happy?
Well, I'm just
going... You get jazzed about granola?
Kelly, you haven't been eating the right granola, obviously.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. I guess I've been missing the whole excitement behind granola.
Right.
All right.
So, no, I think about all the food that I'm going to have that day. And then, maybe for lunch, maybe I'll make myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the crust cut off. And then.
Are you five? You're getting excited about granola and peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the crust cut off?
I'm just saying, whatever motivates you, Kelly. We're not motivate shaming here.
We're not
motivate shaming anyone.
Okay.
Whatever motivates you is what motivates you, right?
Sometimes other people's little life failures can make you feel a little bit better about your life.
Right. So, from time to time, we like to take examples of everyday fails that will just make you feel better about yourself and your life. This from the website F My Life. Like today, I was taking care of a friend's hamster. Thinking the hamster wanted to make a bed, I put some cotton balls in its cage so he would be comfy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
He promptly ate them and died.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Have you ever been in the care of someone else's animal and kill it?
No.
That would be awful.
That would be the worst.
Another one. Today, I was chopping veggies for dinner and accidentally sliced through my thumbnail into my finger. Wrapped it, finished cooking despite being in considerable pain. My husband patted my shoulder and said sympathetically, "Don't worry about the dishes, babe. You can just do them tomorrow."
So helpful. So helpful.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks. My goodness.
Wow. Another one. Today I was excited to finally use the expensive bath bombs I've been saving.
Uh-huh.
I mean, don't we all have like a basket of bath bombs that we just keep?
Exactly.
Right.
And I've never used, right, but right. I have maybe the intention of someday I'm going to need that.
Anyways, today I'm excited to use those expensive bath bombs I've been saving. Filled the bathtub, dropped one in, settled in for a relaxing soak. The bath bomb fizzed so much it created a bubble mountain and spilled over, flooding my bathroom with colorful suds. My relaxing bath turned into a slip and slide adventure as I tried to mop up the mess in my birthday suit.
Oh, man. That's a picture.
Again, things that you have to try to accomplish while naked.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, here's a good one. Today I was feeling really good about going to the gym for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That was until I got so worn out from my warm-up on the treadmill, I had to stop and throw up.
Oof. Like, you know what? We'll try this again some other day.
Yep, we're going to pack it in today. That was a good session.
All right, one more here from F My Life. Today, I overheard my husband talking to our six-year-old about animals for a project at school, right?
Uh-huh.
I listened, thinking it was cute, until my husband said gleefully, "Remember to say this in your project. Octopuses have 8 testicles."
Oh, no. No. That's the wrong word. That's the wrong word. That's not. Oh, no. She probably went to school and said that.
You know what? That's great.
Yep.
Hashtag learning. Again, just hoping that your life is doing a little bit better than these people's, right?
Absolutely. Right.
There's this TikTok that has been going kind of viral. Her name's Sarah. She just asks a question. She was born in 1997.
Okay, this is a genuine question to, like, older people. What did you do before you could look something up? Like, if you saw someone and you were like, oh, they remind me of that actor. What was that? What's his name? Like, and none of your friends knew. Would you go to a library? Like, okay, without Google Maps. Like, I know that there was MapQuest. But before that, like, genuinely, what would you do? Would you just accept not knowing? Like, I would, please stitch this and tell me, because I genuinely do not understand how I would survive.
I mean, this is so real. It's such a real, honest question.
You know what? To be honest, I don't remember.
So I just had this conversation with my daughters. Like, listen, before you could just Google Map this, you had to actually have a paper map, because when we had turned in our old car, the Jetta, when they got rid of the Jetta, it had a paper map, like one of those folded paper maps still in the glove compartment that I had when I bought the car back in 1999.
I had one for Indiana and Kentucky in my car for the longest time.
Right. You'd open it up, you'd look at the map, you go, okay, I'm wanting to be here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm here now, so where do I go? And so that's when you had the person, your co-pilot, the person sitting shotgun, they'd pull out the map and like be looking at it while you're driving, going, okay, you got to turn here. And it was so unpredictable, because you didn't know if there was road construction. You didn't know if there was an accident. You didn't know anything.
Didn't tell you traffic. Yep. Nope.
No.
All that.
No, but some of the comments on this were fantastic. Like Javier said, the name of the actor would just come to you 3 weeks later while you were eating a bowl of cereal.
Yep. Yep. And then you have to call them on the phone and tell them about it. Yes.
Or you just have to file it away for the next time you saw them. And we're just like, okay. Heather said, well, sometimes we just wondered about things. And then Jenna was like, this is why being good at 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon was such a flex.
Fun fact, that game got me my first job here in Louisville.
There you go.
I mean, I put that on my resume, because I used to play that at the first radio show I ever did. It was like 1920 in Lafayette, Indiana. And that is what got the attention of the program director that got me hired.
I remember
at 102.3 when it was Mix 102 back in the day.
There you go. I remember going into record stores. So, you know, you remember like Ear Ecstasy used to be a thing here.
Sure, yeah.
And you know, there was FYE in the malls and stuff like that. There were like record stores where you'd go, you'd buy music in an actual place, physical music. And so I would go in there and I would have no idea what the name of the song was, because we didn't have like things on the radio or things on her phone that could just tell you what the name of the song was. And if the DJ at the time on the radio never said what the song was, you'd be sitting there going,
Dang it, why don't they ever say it?
And so I would walk into the record store and I'd be like, hey, so I'm looking for a song and it kind of goes,
and the record store employees needed to be on their game.
They were shameless times.
Yeah.
Absolute shameless times.
And, oh, wow.
And it's funny because then Greg is like, hey, this is why Gen X is still finding out the wrong lyrics we're singing for 30 years.
But what a fun simple
but,
time.
But I love the fact that she referenced MapQuest in her whole thing. She was like,
yes,
like before Google Maps, I know you had MapQuest. Yeah, which of course MapQuest was a thing where you actually had to get on. And that was like the early stages of like this Google Maps.
Yes, but you had to find it and print it out first before you left. Yes, 100%.
Davey said, you know how you seem puzzled by this question? Yeah, that's the same feeling that we just sat with. Yeah, another comment. Your aunt just said something that was fact, and you just believed it until you found out otherwise. Like, yes. Hey, did you know that the banana spider is a better cure for ED than Viagra?
And you'd be stop with that fact. Stop. Listen, we're finding that on the internet, and we're still believing it without researching it.
Wow. And then you'd go and you'd say it to someone else who actually knew. You'd be like, hey, did you know? And they'd be like, where'd you hear that? They're like, no. That's not
Aunt
true.
Aunt Becky, she knows everything.
Oh, shoot. So
now the internet is Aunt Becky, and she knows everything.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So how did you even survive before you could just get on your phone and look it up?
You know what? I was thinking about that the other day. I don't remember how did I do life before all of this. I rely on it so much now. Like, how in the world did I survive? Like, and this is dating me, but when I was in college, my first phone was a Motorola gray flip phone, $5 a month, emergency use only.
Yeah. 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 I know. I mean, there was a time when you bought internet by the minute and you get like 20 minutes of internet a month. And you're like, ah, I got the good plan. I got 50 minutes of internet a month. You're like, what, are your parents rich? Yep.
The good old days.
I know. And or when you not call someone because their number had a bunch of nines and zeros in it. And you're like, yeah, I'm not wasting my time calling your number because you had the rotary phones and it would take forever to dial their phone number. But if their phone number was like a 222-110, 1133, you'd be like, yeah, let's roll.
Listen, I loved the rotary phones because it was just like a little Ferris wheel for your fingers.
Okay.
And I was kind of, so I liked the nines and it was like, whee! I like that. That was fun.
So there you go, Sarah. We'll tweet out Sarah's TikTok because it's so hysterical and so relatable and just so innocent where, how did you do it before everything was in our hands?
My gosh. Colleen was like, a friend of mine who came down to visit us from Chicago told her freshman and college daughter about MapQuest. Needless to say, blew her mind. And she said, I remember in the 80s, if you had a question like that, you'd call phone a friend. Yeah. I remember many a weekend, the family phone ringing and it being my aunt asking those types of questions.
I love it. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show.